This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, Men in Woods, on a Friday, 97.3, The Fan. So give him a second, Paulie.
I don't know what he's doing.
I really don't either. He's just futzing around over there. Oh, that I did not do, Ben.
It's the second time somebody's taken that.
Somebody came in and ganked his little, what do you call that, the adapter?
For lack of a better term.
Well, hey, isn't there another plug right there for the adapter? Try that.
Yeah, I got one. I got one of each.
Yeah, I do too. See if it works. Oh, he had a look on his face like I will F somebody up for coming in here and touching my stuff. It is weird with very minimal people in the building. Things do get jacked up, right? Even with very, very few people in the building. So, without further ado, Paulie, if you would.
Y'all know what time it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the studio.
The man, the myth.
Standing at 6'4", hailing from Encinitas, California. Owner of the world's greatest calves.
Don't be scared.
From Pomona College.
She is, mates.
It's Ben Higgins.
It's Ben.
Good morning, Benjamin.
Morning. Nothing's working here.
Oh boy. Oh god.
My mic do it. I can't hear myself on my microphone.
You're joking.
No.
Yeah, it works.
There we go. Hang on.
What'd you do to it?
I don't know. Computer's not working. My computer's not working.
Why don't you just take it to the house?
I don't know. Start. Let's start over.
He's bitchy this morning, I can tell. He's
do
very
the show,
bitchy.
Bitch.
Well, let's get started.
Do the
All
show.
Right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Pick a pick a bow bow
yeah,
bow.
Never mind.
Bow bow
still
bow.
Still not
bow,
feeling
what,
it.
What? Ha ha ha.
We are off and running.
Don't know what's wrong with me this morning.
All right, so hold on. You still can't hear yourself in your headphones?
No, I've got it now.
Oh, you do?
I don't know what was wrong. I'm in. I can hear.
Okay.
Hear that?
No. And your computer does not work.
Now, I've got the phone screen computer is blank. I've got nothing over here, so.
We're getting closer and closer to the day that I knew we eventually would come. That I figured out about a week into working with Ben.
I'm surprised it took this long.
I am too, to be honest. I said it about a week into our show. I said, man, he's such a really nice, even-keeled guy. When he goes, he's going to go hard. It's going to be a monitor out of a sixth-floor window, you know, crashing through. It's going to be like Keith Moon throwing TVs out of a hotel room, driving a Rolls Royce to the bottom of a pool. It's going to be something of that effect when Ben has his meltdown day. If you've ever seen the movie from the early 90s, it's called Falling Down with Michael Douglas, where the dude, seemingly normal guy, he just snaps. It's hot, there's traffic, somebody's messing with him. He just snaps and just goes, click, and the reality breaks, and then he goes on a rampage, falling down.
I'm going to try a couple more sips of coffee. And
okay.
See
you
what
wanna
that
works.
You want
to do some breathing or something? Let's breathe together. Here we go. Everybody listening, too, do this with us. We'll get the day going. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Here we go. One, two, three. Hold it. Exhale. 2, 3, 4. Okay, one more time.
And namaste.
Namaste. Feels better.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I thought I was a little extra rested last night. I went to bed probably
I don't like that.
90 minutes earlier than usual. I thought that would be a good thing
it
for me.
It screws you up, man. It
but
screws
I woke
you
up more tired than usual this morning. It was very strange.
It does screw you up.
Why when you get more sleep, you feel more tired?
I know. I don't know. Your body gets so accustomed to running on the fumes that it provides. That when you load it up with gasoline, sometimes you're like, it's not working the same.
I feel like I'm just going to be a flub machine today.
He looks like he's in a bad mood, so I'm almost hesitant to call out the flubs, but I gotta be me.
I almost don't know what that means because I'm so rarely in a bad mood.
It's so true.
But that could be what it is.
You're in a bad mood.
A bad mood.
It's one of the first times I've ever seen you in a bad mood. In a bad mood. I have my spurts of anger, but I'm always usually pretty in a good mood. That doesn't make any sense. You are Ben's never, ever two up. Or two down. He's never excitable like me. He's never like, hey, what's up, guys? Today, he's in a bad mood. I can tell. I can just tell. So my work husband over here, I know that. I know it to be true. So I guess I'll go easy on you today.
I don't know if that's going to help or not. Maybe you shouldn't. Maybe everything, you should be exactly the same as usual.
Fire.
As he just...
Maybe something, you need something to get me out of it. Change my attitude today.
As
but,
he
yeah,
just fly, not, flies across
I don't feel
the
like
desk.
Suffering any fools today.
Oh, man.
Just that. That's where I stand this morning.
Well, the good news is we never have to suffer fools on the phone lines, right? Because every call is just smoking. Do we have any calls at all, Paulie?
We do not.
I wouldn't know, my
does anyone listen? Does anyone listen to this radio program anymore?
Is this thing on?
Does anyone listen to the show anymore? For the love of God. Phones used to light up at 5:30. You guys all over it? Because we're on the verge of signing a new contract. We don't have to if you don't want us to. I'll go do something else.
No, you won't.
If you're not going to listen to this show, I'm not going to get my ass up and do it.
Flower delivery. Sounds like you're good at it.
Bro, that reminds me. It's 5:30. I have a story.
I deliver flour.
You do. I think we've done worse jobs before. Did I ever tell you guys about my tuxedo delivery job? Have I ever told you that?
This.
Have you?
Tuxedo delivery. That does not ring a bell to me.
Was this before or after the antique art sales?
It wasn't antique. It was motivational art.
Like
you
a
know.
Cat hanging there. Hang in there.
Commitment. It's an eagle soaring with a beaver in its mouth, and it just says, like, freedom.
Or like a sea level picture of an iceberg with the all the masses underneath. It's like rising to your potential.
Yeah, exactly. Potential. I sold those out of the back of my car. I have, do we have time now? Yeah, you know what, who cares?
Go ahead.
It's the 5 o'clock hour. I can't remember how old I was. It was after college. It was after I had flunked out of college and I was home. I was working for the YMCA, Benny. I was like a camp counselor, right? The YMCA, great gig. And I was counselor to this guy's son. Kid was probably 5 or 6 and we played baseball and basketball and football. And I was teaching this kid a little bit about baseball and the dad loved me. He loved me and he pulled me aside when he's, what do you want to do? What do you want to be? I go, I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm aimless right now. I have no rudder. I like to drink a lot. And he goes, look, I own a tuxedo business, a tuxedo rental company. Like, where'd you get your tuxedo for prom or whatever?
Like Friar Tux or
yeah.
something like
so
that.
So we had it in Dallas, and the name escapes me, but it was a fairly big chain of retail stores. And he goes, look, here's the deal, man. I can teach you the tuxedo business. And in my mind, I'm like, I don't want to learn the tuxedo business at all, but I could use an extra gig. And he goes, I want you to be a driver for me. And I thought, all right, I'd like to be in the car, listen to music and stuff, smoke cigarettes, the whole bit. I was like, I'll do it. First day. Also my last day. First day, I have to go to the warehouse to load up a giant conversion van
full of tuxedos, then take them out to the multiple locations around the Metroplex, is what we called it, Dallas-Fort Worth. And I mean, like, I got like 15 stops. I got 40 to do here, 25 here, and just go, go, go until I'm done. The very first store I got to, they had the, you know, the like the luggage cart.
Yeah,
that you get
yeah,
in a hotel.
Like a hotel with
hotel.
The wheels, the flat part at the bottom,
the
hanging part at the top. Got it.
Hang all the 40 tuxedos on it, and I'm jimmying it up to the store, and it's and the cart's ringing in my hands. I'm like 150 pounds at this point, so it's like half of me, and I'm pushing it. It tumps over in the middle of the parking lot into like an oil slick, and the bags that were covering the tuxedos are all up in it. It's trash. Like, there are dudes in Arlington, Texas that were like, why does my tuxedo smeared in oil? So you know what I did? 19-year-old Woods. No BS, dude. I mean, it's late and I'm panicked. It's, I don't know, 97 degrees outside, and I'm picking up the tuxedo cart, and tuxes are falling off onto the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, ah! And I get it up, and I pick up the tux, and there's water, oil, pebbles, dirt, and I'm like, oh, my God. And, I loaded them up. I smoothed all the plastic down on them. I pushed it inside. No. I left it. I got in the van. I went back to the warehouse. I left the keys in the car. I got in my car, and I went home, and I quit my job at the YMCA. I never talked. I disappeared.
The problem, of course, is it's a guaranteed fact that every single one of those tuxes was for a very special occasion.
There's no casual tuxedo occasion.
Oh, don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
It's fine. Not a big event I'm doing. It's not like my wedding or my best friend's wedding,
right.
Or, you know,
dude,
I'm emceeing a large gathering of people.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Prom,
oh,
somebody. I mean, and I look.
All right, thank you. You've cheered me. For some reason, I feel better now, Woods. Thank you for that story.
I've always felt bad about it, too.
I also really enjoyed our conversation with Jesse Rogers from ESPN yesterday, talking baseball with Jesse about what's going on in Chicago is always great. We're going to make that our best of the week. We'll bring that back to you next. It's Ben and Woods. Glad to have you with us. Now I feel like it's Friday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.